Welcome. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say hello first.
You don't have to.
I should say hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to the Hoof to Hat podcast. This podcast talks about anything that has a hoof or wears a hat and everything in between. The Hoof to Pod. Hoof to Pod. The Hoof to Pod Hatcast. The Hoof to Pod Hatcast.
Ass Hat.
The Ass Hat Cast is brought to you by. That might actually fit us. Some days. I'm an ass hat some days. I don't mean to be.
No.
But some days you just wake up. I know. I feel like we're already in our podcast.
Yeah, we are.
We'll go back and do the intro in a minute.
Yeah.
But you know, some days you wake up and you almost feel like an ass hat. You don't mean to. You don't even know why. It's just something either happened the day before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the life before. I don't know.
It's kind of like when I was a little girl, I could not stand it if my socks were wrinkled. If my socks weren't on exactly right, I would throw a tantrum.
Like it would put you out of kilter.
It would put me out of kilter. And sometimes you just wake up like your socks are crinkled.
Like your socks are wrinkled. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then you're
I don't know. I very seldom wake up that way. Very seldom. And I don't. No, maybe people believe that. Maybe they won't. But I wake up. A matter of fact, it annoys the absolute dog shit out of my poor wife because 5:30. Actually, I set alarm. I like have the goofiest routines. Mm-hmm. I set alarm every night at 5:30, and I wake up every morning at 5:24.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, like almost like clockwork. My alarm never goes off, but I set it every night. Don't know why, because I have it, I guess.
Yeah. If you didn't, you'd oversleep.
5:24, I wake up.
So if you didn't, you'd oversleep.
I suppose. Maybe I would. Maybe. But I wake up like, boom, eyes open, roll up, let's get her done. You know, like I told you before we were just talking about, I was on the skid loader waiting for the day to break so I could do some stuff this morning. And by when it started cracking enough, I could see where I was driving because my lights aren't working on the skid loader right now. I was moving dirt, you know. Yeah. But I love mornings.
Mornings
so there's something like, you know, tell something about yourself. Mornings are my friend.
Your favorite
oh,
time of day.
Oh, my God, I love mornings.
Closing time's not your favorite time of day? I mean, like closing time is it like the end of the day. I'm not talking about the
store. I enjoy the fact that, you know, especially if we've had a productive day or if I've just got to see maybe some people that I haven't seen in a while, whatever. Mm-hmm. I enjoy when we close the shop at 5:30, which is very seldom that we ever get out of here.
Right.
But at 5:30. But I enjoy that, but much more the morning. Like I roll out in the morning ready to tackle the day.
Gosh, I wish I could have a double dose of that.
Yeah, I do. And I still do. Always have.
Good for you.
Always have.
That's awesome.
Love it. Love mornings.
Because if you don't have it like me, sometimes, I mean, there's times I get up out of bed because something special is going on that day and I can't wait for it to
right,
get started,
you've got
that
to.
Kind of
yeah.
stuff. But 99% of the time, I love to sleep. I love my bed. I love my nest.
Yeah.
I'm just in there, nice and soft and safe.
I enjoy my nest. But I don't know, something about watching the sun come up just turns my crank.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just does.
So a few weeks ago, my cowgirl friends, there's like five or six of us, we went on this cowgirl trip down to Clover Cliff.
Absolutely. Isn't that a beautiful place?
Oh my gosh, gorgeous.
The scenery, the atmosphere, that's a
wide
cool
open spaces. And that's what I love too. I love wide open spaces. And so on the last morning, somebody had joked, let's get up in the morning and do a trail ride and watch the sun come up. And we're all like, because we enjoy playing cards and drinking some adult beverages together.
Right.
At night, all of us girls, but we kind of dared each other to do this. So we were up and saddled by 5:30, up and down and saddled and up on the hill by a little before six. I think the sunrise was running like 6:02.
I was gonna say probably early sixes.
Yep. And so we were all on the bluff looking to the east, waiting for the sun to come up. And one of my friends even said, this is like the song, Here Comes the Sun. So I found it on my phone and we just kind of played that quietly in the background and we all just kind of stood there and watched the sunrise. You know, it's a new day, it's a new beginning.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And there's something, maybe that's why I like it so much. New day, new beginning, kind of a mental reset almost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Corny as hell,
maybe
but
you're
it's
just
the
weird.
Truth. I am weird.
There's
no two ways about it. I am weird, and I like my weirdness.
It makes you.
So if you haven't guessed, I kind of fumbled through the intro, and we'll do that again so you can hear it for real, I guess. I don't know.
I don't care.
You know, guess what? We'll we are and what we've done. This is podcast number, what did we say?
23.
We do not have a guest today. We are our guest today. Yep. We're just recapping and talking. And before Rusty and I started the podcast today, we were like, what should we do? You know, what should we do? We're like, well, things, maybe something you don't know about me, or things you know about a podcast that we liked from the first 22. So I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Oh my gosh. The podcast has been very revealing to me. It's one of those things. I have issues with commitment. So once you get started, if you're not going to do it 110%, I don't want to do it, that kind of stuff. And that was my hesitation to even start the podcast, but it's been easy. It's been easy for each guest, each episode, to find out stuff about interesting people. Everybody has a story.
Yeah, I think that's the cool thing.
Yeah.
I've known all but one or two, I don't know, most of the guests I've known on a personal level from something in my life. And yet, sitting here in the podcast, I learned something. And I just think that is so cool. So I guess in some ways, and I mentioned this earlier, off camera, huh? We don't have a camera yet, off mic, that it's almost selfish. Like I do the podcast almost as much for myself as I do for the people listening.
Because
I get a lot out of it. Like, I do. Mm-hmm. I get a lot out of it. It's almost like sitting around the campfire to me, which we do that a lot too.
Well, that's exactly what I think I always wanted our podcast to be. That's why story time, even though the whole podcast is a story about that person, they're telling their story. But the story time lets you dig a little deeper into
find a little
nugget.
Something, little side nugget. Yep.
So, but
yeah, I'm very much a campfire kind of guy too. So, so there's my two things, I guess. I love to watch the sun come up, but I also love to sit around the campfire at night.
Yeah.
A good whiskey and a campfire.
Oh,
and
my gosh. There's
and some good stories. So
nothing like it.
You know, Chad does the, well, they've moved to Texas, but he still comes back and helps me put on ropings and stuff. And he and his daughter Avery both play and sing guitar. So
I did not know that.
Both of them. And
super, well, I knew that Chad did because we talked about that. Yep. But I didn't know his beautiful daughter, Avery.
Yeah, Avery does. Has a beautiful voice.
Oh, my gosh.
And so anyhow, we do that, or have in the past done that a lot in these fall nights. You know, we'll rope till dark, put horses up, fire up a fire, hot dogs, s'mores, sing. Oh,
nothing
dude.
Better.
Nothing. Like, it's the most soothing way to end the day. Rope a few steers, ride your horse.
Just ride your horse, but dusty,
still
dirty.
Smells, you still smell like sweaty horse.
Love
sweaty
it.
Horse, campfire, smooth whiskey, and a little singing.
Why?
I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Why do we love that so much?
It's kind of like that gene you talked about. You know, everybody has the horsey gene. I think it's part of the horsey gene. Like, the smell of a sweaty horse is awesome.
The end of a day and doing some work, something like, I enjoy sweating. That sounds weird.
Well,
okay. I enjoy sweating.
That's a different podcast, Rusty.
2.0.
But no, I know exactly what you mean. There's nothing better than the feel of accomplishment from a sweaty job. You know, you worked hard and now look at what I did.
Now, I don't like to sweat if I have makeup on because it gets in my eyes and it burns.
Neither.
I know. But if I don't have makeup on and I'm ready, jeans, boots, pair of gloves, I'm ready to do something in the yard with the horse. I want to sweat. I want my muscles to say, I was worked today, you know, that kind of stuff. And you're tired. You might even be sore. I don't know. I was raised that way.
So there's a nugget from my past that a lot of people may not know. So prior to this, I mean, this is our 25th year. We'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is our 25th year at the store. Prior to this, I was, I don't even know what the title was or if there was a title because it was a small company. But I helped run a loading service. We loaded semis out of Goodyear Tire and Rubber here in Topeka.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, prior to helping run it, I ended up doing a lot of the office work and stuff. But prior to that, I was what they call a lumper. So you were just the manual labor. So you manually loaded semi trailers full of passenger car and truck tires.
That's hard work.
All day, every day. 7 to 3 was our official hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be anywhere from 1,300 to 1,800 tires.
Wow.
In a semi-trailer, and you put your hands on every single one of them. And it didn't matter if it was 10 below zero or if it was 104.
That's what you
it
did.
It had to get done. And you were not, I'm not going to say required, but you were expected to have one done before lunch and one done after lunch. So you might handle 3,500 tires in a day.
Oh my gosh.
And I loved it.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so usually it was two-man crews. Mm-hmm. So I guess you handled half as many officially. But we would work generally, not always. Sometimes you were by yourself, but we would try to do two-man crews and you would get to where you were super efficient with your co-worker, whoever that was. Well, then it turned into games. Like, so we would be four of us side by side, you know, two trailers backed into the dock side by side. We need to have races.
Yeah.
You know, so we were already working our absolute asses off. So then what do? You turn it into a game and work twice as hard for bragging rights that you got done first, you know? And so, but anyhow, but back to what you were saying, at the end of the day, you'd be like, I got 2.5 done today. Mm-hmm. I got 3 done today. Whatever. You know, I mean, like because you work like you're silly, you know, but it felt good. Then I'd come home and go to work.
Yeah.
Because, hell, I got off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, all the
I still
rest
had
the
a whole day to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd come home, build fence. You know, I mean, you worked until dark.
Yeah.
And woke up and felt amazing, you know, so.
Did you get rid of the endorphins or something or produce them? And I think that has a lot to do with some issues in our country today. Don't want to get too deep into that. But kids,
not today because I'm not feeling that
I'm not feeling
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Lack of pride.
So
it's a pride. I'm big on that. I truly believe that there is a serious lack of pride in ourselves.
Yeah.
In the jobs we do, in the way we treat other people. I think if you have pride, period, just period.
Yeah.
It goes a long ways.
So I was shopping in Kansas City a couple weeks ago and went to a store. I'm so excited about shopping. Anyway, and there was a gentleman, young man in his late teens, early 20s, stocking the shelves, walking around, and he had blue hair and handsome guy. I mean, tall, handsome, broad shoulders, all that kind of stuff that any female would say, well, a handsome guy. And he just looked lifeless. And I thought, what has happened to that? Maybe he's just having a bad day. And I'm not judging, but maybe I am. What went into the decision that says, I'm going to look better if my hair is blue? And the other thing is, why is he not got a fire under his tail? And maybe he usually does, and I just caught him on an off day, which happens. But I just think, you just didn't. Maybe you didn't have enough to do.
Yeah, maybe
you know.
And if you're gonna do something that draws attention, I don't care what color your hair is, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna do something, cause it's gonna draw attention. Let's face it. I don't care. You can say
different.
You say, oh, it should be what it's different. So it's gonna draw attention.
Uh-huh.
So own it.
Yeah.
And then be freaking amazing at whatever you do.
Yeah.
So then, guess what? Maybe your supervisor walks by and he goes, man, that blue-haired kid, that's a working machine. You know what I mean? If you're going to make yourself obvious, be freaking obvious.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
Yeah, right.
I don't give a snot if you have purple hair with green stripes. Whatever.
No.
Be awesome at it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just think, oh, that kiddo.
Because what you remember now is the blue-haired kid was lethargic.
He was. And a handsome kiddo, too.
Instead of, man, he was stocking them shelves like a pro. Or, you know, whatever.
And joyous. And, you know, hey, ma'am, you know, hello, smile.
Our
eyes met for, you know, a second, how you do when you're in a store or whatever. And
right.
I usually have a stupid grin on my
face. And his eyes
didn't
say, man, I'm working hard to do my job right.
Nope.
His eyes said,
don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me, and especially don't ask me to do anything extra.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Well, okay, so I just found out something. You're a morning person, and boy, if you could bottle that, you would never have
I'd sell it.
I would buy it. I'd buy the dozen, you know, because it's tough sometimes.
It annoys my children, let me tell you that. Not as much now because they're moving away. Maybe that's why they move out so fast. I don't know. I only got one left at home.
Some people kick them out of the nest. You just irritate them.
I just irritate the shit out of them right out the nest.
Out of the nest.
Yep.
So out of all of our podcasts, which one stands out to you out of the first 22?
The Cal and Kim one was pretty deep.
That one has the most
probably
hits.
Has the most stuff, but I'm going to tell you that there is one thing, one statement out of everything that we've done that probably made me go, shit.
Really? What's that?
Was actually when we were one of the more recent ones. But I don't think it's because it was more recent. I think it's because it was profound.
Okay.
When we were talking to all the guys about the military rodeo and, uh-huh. and all of that, and see, I forgot his name.
Dakota
sat over there, and we were talking about, you know, people thanking them for their service or whatever. And Dakota said, "I don't want you to thank me for my service. I want you to be someone worth dying for."
Yes, that was
freaking profound.
It was, and I think of that all the time.
Into my head a whole lot of times since then. And so, if that affects one other person listening to the podcast the way mm-hmm. it affected me, then good, because that kind of goes back to the pride thing. I mean,
true.
And the whatever.
True.
Freaking be that person, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh, but that was profound to me. Very.
Be a
profound.
Person worth dying, but don't be a sucky person.
Yep.
Be a person worth dying for. Yeah. And that's what our.
And that's way past being a fun hater and all the little bullshit things that we say teasingly.
Right.
That was, he meant that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I wish everybody could have seen him when he said it
uh-huh.
while we were sitting here, because it wasn't a made up thing, guys. He believes that. That's what he wants you to do.
And he's thought about
so
it.
So freaking do it.
Yeah.
There. Boom.
There you go.
Mic drop. That's it.
So I'm looking at some of the stats on our Hoof to Hat reach
mm-hmm.
of who listens to Hoof to Hat. And it's mostly women, which I kind of find interesting. I thought it'd be 50-50 down the middle.
That doesn't surprise me. Did you know that in our business, the saddle shop and clothing, blah, 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 mm-hmm. our store in general,
mm-hmm.
I think we haven't done the stats for a long time, but when we kind of tried to do a little bit of it, our biggest demographic at that point was women from the age of 35 to 60.
Oh, okay. Got that.
Mm-hmm.
So I also look at where people are listening from, and a lot of people from Kansas.
Nice.
But we have people from Israel.
That's awesome.
Is that crazy?
It is awesome.
I just love that.
I wish somehow maybe we could figure out somehow to do an interactive one once just for fun.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to interact with people that I have questions, you know.
Well, okay.
I want to know about your topography, your culture, sure. your, you know,
everything.
Yeah, probably take too damn long, because I'd start asking random questions. And what kind of socks do you have on today?
But we also,
do you wear socks? Hell,
that's
know.
Right. Is that, what are socks? We have people in Europe. Haven't hit. The Eastern Asian countries yet, so that's good. But a lot, speaking of different countries, we have listeners in Texas.
The great nation of Texas.
That's right. But pretty much all across America, we haven't hit all 50 states yet. But I just find that fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And I love...
Thanks, by the way.
Yes.
For doing that, because we don't know what we're doing.
No, we don't.
We just talk a lot.
Well, we're just people. And it goes back to everybody has a story.
Everybody has
Sometimes
a story.
I play a game. Sometimes I play a game when I'm driving.
Here we go. back to liking to sweat.
I know. And so I'm driving, and I usually get behind somebody... like in the slow lane, and I just sit there. I'm not one that goes zoom, zoom,
right,
in
zooming
and
in and out, yeah. and
but
endangering lives.
Yeah, I try not to do that very often. I try to just be a nice little calm. I'll get there when I get there, give myself enough time, and that's generally because I'm old now.
I understand.
I wasn't that way when I was younger. So, but I'll see somebody zoom in and out, and I'll play a game in my mind. I wonder where they're going
and why they feel that. Hurried.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe they are racing their mortgage check to the bank so they don't foreclose.
Right. Yeah, something
you know,
awesome.
Something like that. Or I'm so excited about getting here. Or maybe I'm going away from something. You know, everybody has a story. Everybody, as much as we have worries in our lives about, you know, paying the light bill and groceries and whatnot and our family and the branches off of what that all entails, everybody in that car that you pass has the same issues.
Sure they do. And so gosh darn it, who was in the other day? This was a really, Mike Martin So for those of you, I'll mention Mike's name. Mike won't care. Mike lives up Northtown. He's been a family friend of ours for years. Mm-hmm. Used to go draft horse sales with Dad and I. Him and Bob Lentz and Dad and I would crawl in a truck and go to sales all over the country, you know. And anyhow, Mike was in the other day, and we were talking about kind of similar stuff about life and just what you just said. You know, everybody has a story. Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got things going on in their life, and it's so easy to assume that yours is the most horrible thing ever, yeah. And everybody else has it made. And he said that somebody had told him once, he said, when I was a young man, somebody told me once, he said, if you formed a big circle and everybody threw their problems in, he said, you would gladly pull yours back out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I bet that's probably true. Truth be known.
Yeah.
You formed a big circle and everybody just, and was honest about it.
True.
Threw their problems in the hat, in the ring, you would gladly reach in and grab yours back out.
Yeah. Because you're right. And I mean,
that's redneck philosophy, I suppose. but it doesn't, because there has been times when you've learned of other people's true problems. You're like, ooh, shit, mine ain't so bad after all.
Not at all.
I don't want no part of that deal.
And yeah, I know how to deal with mine at the very least.
There you go. And maybe that's it more than anything is yours, you know, yours are familiar problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyhow. Yeah.
Well, the hoofed hat, you know, we talk about anything that has a hoof or wears a hat. And we've covered a lot of species that have hooves.
Which is kind
of
cool.
It is. What else should we talk about in the future?
We need a camel jockey.
Okay.
We haven't had one of them yet.
Well, at the state fair, I was just at the state fair last week.
Me too.
So. See?
I didn't see you there.
I didn't see you there.
I was there.
We passed in the night. Probably. One at the same time. But there was some camels there. And as we were walking by, my husband's like, I didn't know there's camels in Kansas. I said, they originate from Kansas, and we exported them to the Middle East.
Right, because they needed something to ride.
So the original ones are from Kansas. So you didn't know that about us, but I like just making up stories. You know, just
well, you know, there used to be camels on Long I-70 out at Junction City in the pasture.
Really?
Uh-huh. Was it Hudson's or the Hudson Ranch? Or the Adams Ranch, one or the other. They had camels. Well, they were out in the pasture, like the Flint Hills, in the grass.
I bet
pastures.
They loved it here.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. You could see them from I-70 some.
Doesn't the ranch on Ranch Road there on I-70 as you head out east, mm-hmm. don't they have a zebra?
They've had all kinds of things at one point, probably.
Yeah. Because that's just wide open spaces, mm-hmm. too, that mm-hmm. can just roam. And I imagine a zebra would be pretty darn happy there.
Camels will scare the absolute snot out of a horse, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So do llamas do the same thing?
Not as bad. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe camels are just bigger, taller.
Well, they
maybe
are.
But,
and they do give you a stink eye.
On two different occasions, I've been horseback where there was a camel.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one was a positive experience.
Wow.
For me, nor either one, anyone else. If their horse, once you've seen it or once they acclimated, it'd be fine. But like first meeting is not positive.
Well, you can imagine what that horse is thinking. What the hell happened to you?
Yeah.
You got a lump in your back and you spit.
You had bad parenting. Yeah.
Your family tree is a stick. It's just straight up and down.
We, several years ago, here at the Expo Center, I don't remember if it was a barrel bash or if it was NBHA state finals. Doesn't matter, but it was a barrel race at Indomer Arena. Well, the circus moved in.
Ah.
In the other building, whatever. It wasn't called whatever it is called now. Something hospital center.
Okay.
right. It was just the Expo Center then.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but the circus moved in like the last day of the barrel race, the circus. Well, that early, we always get there. You know, Dina has a booth at the barrel race with saddles and all that. So we get there early and get it all set up. And well, we happened to get there really early that morning and they were bringing some of the animals in. Mm-hmm. They housed the animals in the exhibition hall or wherever behind. You know, and then they did the circus part in the main arena.
Right.
Well, they had to get them all in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they were leading them and walking them and pulling them in the cages.
Mm-hmm.
About the time all the barrel racers were needing to get their horses
warmed
up.
Gosh, and barrel races and circus animals.
Yeah, so elephants, horses do not like elephants either, or tigers, or lions, or bears, or oh my's. That was an interesting morning, let me tell you, as they were bringing the circus animals in and the horses were like,
I
what? Hell no. I'm out on this deal. That's been several years ago, but it was quite interesting.
That was a scheduling.
Once they've got all the animals in and the doors shut, you know, it quieted much. Down. But for a while,
yeah,
there was some hair raising moments.
I can only imagine.
Made for good watching.
Yes. If you're a spectator, not if you're on the back
correct.
Of one of those
correct.
Living
oh,
dragons.
Oh, nobody stayed on the back.
No.
Everybody slid off. Yes. Muy rapido.
In a hurry.
Muy rapido.
If you could have any exotic animal, what would you have?
That's a good question because I'm not really an exotic animal person, so I don't know what I would have. That's a good question.
See,
I don't have a urge to have an exotic animal.
Have you ever had llamas or alpacas?
Oh, accidentally. Not on purpose. We had a friend stay with us for a while, and he called me and he said, "Hey, is the pipe pens open there on the west side of the barn?" I said, "Yeah, there's nothing in there right now." Okay. And I should have asked more questions, but it was late.
Yeah.
And he was on his way home from the horse sale or somewhere, you know, and I thought, oh, he bought something. He wants to drop in the pen. I come out the next morning and there's 44 llamas.
44?
44. I know. I'll never forget how many. 44 llamas in the pipe pens on the east of, or on the west side of my barn. I'm like, this is not okay. So my horses were a little bit scattered about sure. that deal because there was so many, I think.
Right.
And he
with
had
a gang.
At that point, there was some point in the market when the llamas just really had very little value. I think they're valuable again now.
Okay.
But at that point, this is again 15 years ago, you know, or more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so somebody had brought a bunch of llamas to the horse sale. And so he just bought them all.
Because you just can't buy one.
You just can't. Yeah, it's kind of like Tic Tacs or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Potato chips.
Yeah, it is.
Can't have just one.
The most exotic animal that I've ever owned was a raccoon.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So I didn't either,
we've had them when I was growing up. My dad was a coon hunter. Mm-hmm. So once in a while, he would have a pet. We'd have a pet coon.
Right. Funny story. We could do a story time right now.
Okay. Hey, dun, 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 story time right. Brought to you by Rusty Walker.
Okay. So when I was a little girl, we lived in Kentucky and we lived in a little farmhouse. My dad was a sharecropper and he came home late one night with a raccoon that was leash trained, sort of, that he won in a card game.
That's some good shit right there.
Yeah, that's my dad. I wish you could have met him. He was pretty. He was my
you
buddy.
Probably would have got along
yeah, you
quite
would've.
Well.
Yeah, you would have. So, yeah, came home. My mom, on the other hand, was not an animal person.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Dogs not in the house. Cats not in the house. No, 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 no. That's the way she
raccoons,
was.
Raccoons, however, were welcome in the house.
They were not. So dad brings home a raccoon. It's on a harness. And where are you going to put this? So my mom had a wooden trunk, kind of like what a shipping trunk back in the days mm-hmm. when you would go across the ocean and you
right.
put all your clothes in a trunk. So that was a makeshift table in the corner of the room, and it had some metal circles on them. What do I know? Rings
for vent holes. Uh-huh.
Right. Well, no, rings, just rings to attach straps to.
Oh, okay. So, to tie it. Okay.
Right. So my dad tied the raccoon to the trunk.
Oh, secured the raccoon to the trunk.
The trunk. So that's, and
that didn't work at all, probably.
Oh, no, it was fine. But of course, and we kept the raccoon there on the trunk because we didn't have a cage for it. So we just had this raccoon tied to a trunk in the little bitty house that we could barely afford rent. And of course, I thought I was in little cowgirl heaven.
Yeah.
That was the best thing ever. Daddy got me a raccoon. Ringo.
It's what every little girl wants.
I know. I was not allowed to pet it without leather gloves on. But
they can be a little feisty.
He was feisty.
Normally, you have to get them, like I say, because dad was a coon hunter, you know, every now and then situations would arise and we would end up with a pet.
Mm-hmm.
But to make really, I don't even know if they ever make a good.
No.
They do for a while.
Yeah.
But as they age, so does their temper. Mm-hmm. But like if you could get them when they were little bitty,
yeah,
then you could get along with them for a very long time, it seemed like.
But yeah, this guy had been passed around as a card game booby prize, probably.
He was a trophy.
Pretty much. So he was not the friendliest. He loved grapes, and we would give him a little bowl to wash his little food in. Uh-huh. He was very educational for me. I loved him to death. And I could kind of take him for a walk. Of course, as soon as we got to a tree, he was like, and my leash on the tree. I'm like, come down, Ringo. And I have to get
He's
dad.
He's like, screw you, little girl.
That's exactly what he
if
was.
If I could eat you alive, I would do it right now.
And they go.
Yeah. Did you know that you can capture one in a bottle? You can put like corn on the cob or something like that in a bottle, and they'll reach in, grab it. And you get the hole on the bottle is just the right size.
What are you talking about?
So they reach in to grab it. And when they grab it, it makes a fist.
Right.
And they can't get their hand back out, but they will not let go of the food.
Really?
In order for their hand to fit back out. You can catch them like that. I guarantee you.
There's people right now getting a bottle. What kind of bottle?
Guarantee like I don't remember what we... like a glass... Back then, I think it was a glass milk bottle.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
But you could put that in the barn and then put... You have to put something in there that's large enough that they have to grasp around, you know, so it makes a fist when they grasp
okay.
it.
Okay. And but corn if, on the cob would
but
work.
But when they go to pull their hand out, it wedges in the neck of the bottle,
so
right?
So now you have a wild, pissed off raccoon with a bottle hand that's going to come swinging at you.
You don't think that far ahead when you do it.
Oh my God.
But it does work because they just won't let go of that food. All they'd have to do is let go.
Sounds like me. So like there's some dinner.
There's some philosophy in that for us too. You know, mm-hmm. How many times has there been something if you would have just let go?
Let go.
It would have changed the whole outcome. So there's your Whoa. Philosophy. That's deep, isn't it?
My head just went pop.
I know. So that damn raccoon, all he had to do was let go of the corn. And he was free.
He was free.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Couldn't make himself to let go of the
corn. Oh, my gosh.
So anyhow.
Well, speaking of letting go, we did eventually. My mom threatened my dad enough because, second of all, the raccoons are nocturnal.
Right.
So in the daytime, of course, I would put a little blanket up there and he would cover himself up and he'd curl up in a ball in his little harness. And then at nighttime, all hell would break loose.
Right. Because he was like, okay, game on. I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know. And he's trying to get away from that trunk in Let's the corner of the house. So we did take him down to the river bottoms because in Kentucky, that's where my dad was a sharecropper, right where the Ohio and the Mississippi come together.
Uh-huh.
There on the north
where
side.
Your raccoon lives.
Yep. So we let Ringo loose down the river bottoms, and he went on to live and
away
better,
he went.
Have a better life. We also caught a skunk. My uncle did actually.
No.
Because
I'm out on that deal.
And they're pretty cute, but the skunk. They say they won't spray when they're newborn if they're still they haven't been weaned yet. That is not the truth.
That particular skunk. Would and did.
Yeah, he was a early achiever, overachiever.
Sometimes they are.
So that's kind of a... But anyway, so that's it for my story time. Do you have a...
But generally speaking, I'm not a...
Exotic animal?
Not an exotic animal person, no. Don't do snakes, lizards, iguanas, none of that kind of thing. I'm not a reptile, not a reptilian kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No?
No. I do have some... Fun story. Well, not about fun stories, but they're interesting stories about. I used to work the draft horse sales a lot, so you know people would try to do the Z donk thing.
Uh huh.
You know they'd cross zebras and donkeys and then try to train them to drive and stuff. Oh, they were evil.
Are they untrainable?
Oh, evil.
Some people say that they are.
Practically.
Uh huh.
Like there was one team, so they had them broke to drive to a wagon, and they were cool as shit to look at.
Right.
From a distance,
you get a
if
close.
You got within reach of the front, they were going to bite you or strike you.
Oh, that's the worst.
Or if you got them up along the side and they would wait, they were smart,
mm-hmm.
super smart, make damn sure you were within reach. They would not kick at you until they were damn sure they could make connection.
Wow.
To get them harnessed and hooked to the wagon, they would have to muzzle them
so
and hobble them.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Oh, It was not worth it. They were they were trying to get him to do like a, probably a circus act or something. I don't know. Oh, it was horrible. They were nasty, evil creatures.
So a donkey zebra cross. But
not cool.
What about a zorse, a zebra horse?
I think it's maybe less because I think the less, it's still not good, I don't think.
No.
I don't know that. There's going to be people out there, I had one and it was precious, you know. Okay.
Well, they need
good
to comment.
You.
They need to comment. Yes. And
I'm glad you had a precious one. The only ones I saw were not precious. I think the Zorse is probably less evil because the Z-Donk, donkeys are very smart.
Yeah, they are.
So you get the attitude of the zebra with the intelligence of the donkey, mm-hmm. and that's why they were lethal. Like, I think the military could have used them in warfare. Like, they are that lethal.
Well, there we go. Don't cross a donkey and a zebra unless you want Satan.
Unless you want Satan, okay. Yes. You want to ride Satan? Have at it.
That's probably the way to do it.
Another rabbit hole. We are rabbit hole traveling son of a guns.
Aren't we, though? See, what we could just do all day is this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I haven't even talked about anything, I don't think.
25th anniversary. Remember. We didn't even talk about the 25th anniversary.
Oh, hey, let's talk about that just real quick.
Sure.
So this is our 25th anniversary, and this podcast is, we're doing this on Tuesday.
And it's going to air tomorrow.
For those of you listening, it's going to air tomorrow. If you listen to it later than some of this timing is probably not going to fit your needs very well. But we're going to talk about it anyhow. So this is our 25th anniversary. We'll have a celebration on Saturday, October the 7th. So about 3 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Mm-hmm.
Two and a half, whatever. We're going to have a big in-store, I don't know, we'll have a big sale of some sort. It's also going to be in conjunction with Day of the Horse. So every fall we do a deal called Day of the Horse.
Oh, my.
So it's going to be a whole day extravaganza. There'll be sales. We're going to have Sean from Circle Y will be here doing saddle fits, talking about Circle Y saddles. So if anybody has a Circle Y questions or whatever, they'll have we'll have a rep here from Circle Y. Potential spoiler alert.
Okay, what?
I think Cal's going to be here.
Really?
I think Cal Noyens. He and I talked. He called me out of the blue yesterday just to check on me.
Oh.
Because that's what we do. And I was like, dude, what do you think about? And so I don't know what we'll do. We may do a cult starting.
Oh.
We don't know. Yeah. I think if the date's good, we're going to do something. So Cal and Kim will be here.
That's
potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quote me for sure, but what is going to happen is we're going to have goat roping.
Those are so fun.
Yep. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
25 years.
So big deal. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll have, I don't know, I suppose I haven't even talked to Dean about it, but I imagine we'll probably do something for lunch and I don't know.
Yeah.
But Saturday, October 7th, plan on being here because there'll be a lot going on.
It's going to be a party.
And it's probably going to, like, I'll be adding shit the day before. Like, oh, let's do this and this.
Of course.
That's why everybody's like, oh, you should plan ahead and you should advertise that for a year. Like, frick, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's 2 weeks out and I'm still like, oh, hey, I could call this guy and do this and do that guy and do that. So plan on being here if you're hearing this Saturday, October the 7th. And I promise you we'll have some fun of some sort.
It's going to be a party.
Yeah. It will be.
That's going to be fantastic.
So there. Now we've talked about that. Okay. That was on our checklist that we almost didn't get to.
Yeah. I try to get these podcasts every Wednesday. I try to make them drop here in the last couple of weeks. I've been busy.
Oh.
So it seems like they're dropping on Thursday. But I do my best. Yeah. So
Wednesday, Thursday-ish. We drop them on Wednesday-ish.
I'll try to be better at it.
So anyhow. Things to come.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to this week of Hoof to Hat. Please comment when you find us on whatever platform it is, and we would love to hear from you with ideas, suggestions, critiques. That's fine. You can
For real. Like, for real. If there's something that's bugging you, put it on there.
Yeah. You know. If you have a suggestion for a topic, love that too.
Yep. We want to talk about things you want to hear about. Generally speaking, though, we just want to talk to cool people about cool stuff.
Yeah, with hoofs and hats.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.